This interview is part of the London School of Economics' Europe blog interview series. Europe brings you the latest debates around issues in Europe and in the EU and Brussels. Posting every day, Europe presents the best in evidence-based academic commentary on European governance, economics, politics, culture and society, both at the European Union and national levels. Visit us at europe.eu. That's EUROPP.EU. We asked world-renowned LSE economist Paul de Graw how he would solve the Eurozone crisis and what his ideal Europe would look like.
Most fundamentally, of course, what we need is trust. It seems to me that today, without trust, it's very difficult to move anything. Just to give an example, German government and German public opinion in general has a deep distrust today about southern European countries, and they are not willing to provide financial assistance because they are afraid that this will be exploited. And similarly, in the south of Europe, there is distrust vis-à-vis the intentions of Germany. So we really need to convince European politicians that they have to start trusting each other. If that's not done, all the rest will be extremely difficult. So practically then what has to change is, first, the European Central Bank that has announced that it is willing to provide financial assistance in times of crisis should start doing this as quickly as possible, which also means that a number of countries like Spain that today hesitate to call for that assistance turn around and accept the inevitability of this. So that's the first thing that will have to change. A second change is the macroeconomic policy that it seems to me is the wrong one in the Eurozone. The European Commission now is pushing all countries of the Eurozone together to institute more severe budgetary austerity. And that has now brought the whole of the Eurozone into a new recession. The rest of the world is tending to get out of the recession, like in the US, maybe also in the United Kingdom. But not in the Eurozone. It's going back into a recession, mainly because of ill-designed policies of trying to balance the budget all at the same time. And that doesn't work. It leads to a vicious spiral downward, and as a result, government revenues decline instead of increasing. And then they find out at the end of the day that all their efforts to reduce the budget deficits have not worked. So I think we need a better approach, which consists in telling countries in the north of Europe that they could in fact stimulate their economy. They have the means to do so. Their budgetary situation is now stabilized, so they should go ahead. And then the final thing that we should start moving in the Eurozone is concrete steps towards more political unification, because that's the key to the long-term survival of the Eurozone. If we cannot manage to move in the direction of more political unification, the euro will not last. It's like saying, well, we have a currency, the euro is a currency without a country, so we have to start building a country. And that's the hard part. That's very difficult. But we have to start to give a signal to the market that, yes, we are serious about it. I think that we really have to realize that we are now at a kind of bifurcation. Either we accept the logic of a euro and a common currency, and that logic is that we move forward towards more political unification, or we refuse to accept that logic, but then the euro cannot last. So my ideal for the Eurozone now would be that, yes, we accept the logic that if we want to keep the euro, we have to build on constructing stronger political institutions. And that would mean we have some kind of European government that has some power to tax, backed up by democratic legitimacy, which must come from the European Parliament. So that's the kind of Europe that I have in mind. Now, I'm in favor of this. I realize that many of my European friends and citizens in Europe in general are very reluctant to go in that direction. I like to be an optimist and say that, yes, we will put our energy together to move forward towards more political unification. And then in 5 years' time, we will have the euro. But maybe that's wishful thinking. So I leave the possibility open, a more negative scenario, that we do not manage to do so. In 5 years' time, it's very well possible that the euro, as we know it now, will not exist. And so that what is left over is some mini Eurozone or maybe a total disintegration. All these things become possible once you go into the negative territory of the future.
This interview is an excerpt from our monthly podcast series, Vox Europe. To listen to all our interviews and podcasts, and for a full list of the music and sound used in this presentation, go to europe.eu/audio.